Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Mack. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Mack. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Mitchell. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Harris. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Chaplin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ben Carr. And now, play ball. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell misplays the ball. That's an error on Mitchell. Collins scores. Hooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. There goes Leibold. The throw from Schalk to McClellan, and Leibold is out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a line drive towards short. Mitchell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards third. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac fires to first and has Pratt trapped. There's the throw to McClellan, who tags Pratt for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski takes first base on ball four. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a line drive towards third. Mulligan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Mulligan hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 1 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leibold moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Minoski hits a fly ball into center field. Strunk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mitchell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Chaplin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chaplin hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk bunts towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. Mulligan moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up towards short. Mitchell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Leibold hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Leibold reaches second base with a double. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Leibold moves to third. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pratt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan misplays the ball. That's an error on McClellan. Leibold scores. Pratt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuchter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chaplin bunts towards the mound. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chaplin moves to second. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Leibold takes first base on ball 4. Chaplin moves to third. Carr moves to second. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chaplin scores. Carr scores. Leibold moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Burns steals second. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulligan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-2 in the game. Strunk hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulligan moves to third. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mulligan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr fires to first and picks off Collins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Minoski takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Minoski moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Shovel Hodge now pitching. Ed Chaplin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaplin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chaplin bunts towards the mound. Hodge fields it and throws to third for the out. Fuchter moves to second. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards short. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fuchter scores. Chaplin moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Johnny Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Schock to McClellan covering second. The throw back to home, and Chaplin is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fuchter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harris. McClellan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Ray Schock. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Johnson pinch hits for Shovel Hodge. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Mulligan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.